Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, covering today's key market developments for November 12, 2025. The crypto market has seen a notable decline in the past 24 hours, with the total market cap falling by over $100 billion. Bitcoin is trading down to $103,000, battling resistance near the $110,000 level. Analysts warn that if selling pressure persists, key support could emerge between $86,000 and $82,000, suggesting the market may be entering a bearish phase. XRP is trading around $2.43 and is notably projected to climb over 300%, potentially reaching $5 to $10 before the year ends. Its impressive 335% gain over the past year outpaces both Bitcoin and Ethereum. Ethereum's outlook is buoyed by a $200 billion tokenized economy, which some analysts say points to ETH being undervalued. This foundation, along with a shrinking exchange supply and increasing acceptance in traditional finance, fuels optimism for a breakout above current resistance. Meanwhile, altcoins like XRP, Pepe, and Ethereum are spotlighted as frontrunners for significant gains that could drive the anticipated seasonal rally. On the corporate front, Coinbase has abandoned its $2 billion acquisition of UK-based stablecoin firm BVNK after advanced negotiations and due diligence. This signals potential strategic shifts for Coinbase as it navigates the stablecoin landscape. In other market activity, CleanSpark increased its convertible notes offering from $1 billion to $1.15 billion, earmarking $460 million for stock repurchases at $15.03 per share, although its stock has extended a recent slide by about 14% over 5 days. Institutional investors are displaying increased interest in Solana ETFs, with recent inflows totaling $6.8 million. This contrasts with outflows observed in Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs, marking a rotation toward yield-focused opportunities within the crypto sector. In regulatory news, the UK's Financial Conduct Authority approved Clear Token as an authorized payment institution, enabling regulated trading of cryptocurrencies and tokenized assets. Legal proceedings continue to unfold with significant penalties, including an 11-year prison sentence handed down in the UK's largest Bitcoin seizure involving 61,000 BTC, and new trials sought in high-profile Ethereum fraud cases. From a macro perspective, China's central bank is reconsidering its approach to interest rate cuts, with Goldman Sachs predicting a longer pause in easing monetary policy. This may affect capital flows into digital assets. Meanwhile, geopolitical tensions surface as China accuses the United States of orchestrating the theft of 127,000 bitcoins, valued at approximately $13 billion, from a historic 2020 mining pool hack. The U.S. denies the allegations, stating the coins were lawfully seized in connection with a separate fraud case. On product development, Injective has launched native Ethereum virtual machine support on its Cosmos-based blockchain to enhance cross-chain interoperability and attract developers building both WebAssembly and EVM applications. Renewable energy sectors are also intersecting with crypto, as Spanish company Turbo Energy is piloting a blockchain-based tokenized financing initiative for solar and battery projects, aiming to increase investor participation and liquidity in sustainable energy financing. Key levels to watch include Bitcoin's resistance near $110,000 and support between $86,000 and $82,000, while Ethereum's potential breakout from resistance and XRP's projected surge remain focal points for market watchers. Developments in regulatory and corporate activities, along with macroeconomic shifts, will also be crucial in shaping market direction. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.